Today, members of Congress are voting to give the White House a little more time to make its case on the TPP, that Trans-Pacific trade deal that was derailed last week due to opposition from House Democrats. With us now is Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who opposes the deal in its current form. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, what happens now? Is there anything that would bring you and other Democrats on board with the TPP?
Well, it would be very tough because the current TPP, and that's the agreement itself, currently suffers from some fatal flaws that would have to be addressed, including the fact that do not have a provision to deal with currency manipulation, which puts American goods and products at a disadvantage and therefore puts American workers and jobs at a disadvantage. That's just one example among others. And as a result, I will not support a fast-track process because a fast-track process calls for a take-it-or-leave-it up or down vote and does not give us the opportunity to fix those serious flaws in the TPP.
But the supporters of the TPP would say if you don't go for the fast-track process, you might as well kiss this whole thing goodbye.
Well, if you have the fast-track process, you're giving up on the opportunity to fix the very serious flaws in the current agreement, including the lack of a provision to deal with currency manipulation, including provisions that would allow corporations to sue in the United States or other countries in a way that undermines consumer protection and environmental regulations, in addition to other provisions relating to labor rights in Vietnam. So if you fast-track the procedure, you're essentially giving up the opportunity to fix what we believe are fatal flaws.
Or you're trusting that President Obama is going to do what you want him to do and protect American workers, which so it sounds like you and other Democrats just don't trust that the president is going to advocate for your interests here.
Well, I think the White House has said they do not plan on making some of the changes that we're talking about. That was not part of the proposal.
What about some of the things that we're hearing from Asian nations that would be part of this deal? We heard the Singapore foreign minister earlier this week say the world is not going to wait, not even for the U.S.
Well, there are some good provisions in the agreement, especially as they relate to protecting intellectual property. But right now, the flaws outweigh the benefits. So regardless of what people in Singapore say, we in the United States should be judging this agreement by whether or not it helps American jobs, whether it helps American workers with higher wages. And if it doesn't meet that test, then it will not meet and pass muster. I mean, it seems to me the lens that we should be looking through is one of American interests. Is this good for American jobs and American wages? And my assessment is that in its current state, it doesn't meet that test. And unfortunately, it doesn't appear that it's going to change in that regard.
But then there are others who would look at this and say the U.S. would be sacrificing its own economic future, that President Obama's entire pivot to Asia that he's been talking about since he became president would not be able to come to fruition if you don't sign a deal like this, that these countries are going to trade with other nations.
Well, these countries will continue to trade with the United States as well as others. The United States' pivot to Asia has lots of other components, especially in the area of security. We've already moved ahead on lots of the components of the president's plan to strengthen our relations with Asia. So I do not see this as an essential piece whereby if this is not achieved, the whole pivot to Asia effort falls apart. So again, if provisions were changed, but it doesn't look like they would or are going to be changed, that would be a different story. But as of right now, every member of Congress has a responsibility to look at the agreement and decide whether or not it helps American jobs, whether it helps American workers. And if our conclusion is that it doesn't, and my conclusion is that the current agreement does not meet that test, then why in the world would we accept the process that fast-tracks that procedure?
So if you had to guess at this point, would you say that this thing is not going to pass and we will not have a TPP that the U.S. signs on to?
Well, certainly in the current state of affairs, the way things stand now, I don't see it moving forward. But the Speaker of the House is planning to retain the option to bring this up any time between now and, I believe, the end of July. And so I'm sure that the administration will continue to press forward. But again, if these fundamental problems are not addressed, I'm not sure it will cross the finish line.
Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.